The Saints fall short to the Pies by 34 points after being level within the third quarter. What changes need to be made to make sure we are on the right track? Let's break it down on Saints or Sinners. Saints or Sinners, episode 19. If you follow St Kilda FC, love the AFL, love fantasy trivia and a bit of banter, well then stay tuned because this is the podcast for you. Three of our regular hosts are Saints fans. Our fourth is not. He is a footy coach that brings us back to reality, and once again, we'll be up against him tonight. On today's episode, we'll recap our game against the Magpies, our Lion Cake segment with Coach Proc. We'll discuss our Saint or Sinner of the round, find out who's going to be under the microscope in our GT pressure rating, slide indoors with yours where we track back to what could have been, fan mail from our Instagram DMs, which is at Saints or Sinners Pod, and we might preview our game against the Dockers next weekend.
Ugh. No, thanks.
To keep the podcast moving and stop it from being stagnant, we break it up every 4 or so minutes with St Kilda trivia. So whenever you hear the siren sound, that's when we pause to ask you at home a St Kilda related trivia question. So play along, have some fun, and if you enjoy what you hear and want to hear us weekly, you can do that by following us on Spotify and or Apple Podcasts. And we'd also love if you take less than 5 seconds just to hit that 5-star rating button. It just helps push us up the rankings. All right, now, a footy podcast is nothing without a panel, and we have a good mix of talent here for you today, so let's introduce them. Joining us today, firstly, a man who has spent 35 plus years watching St Kilda games, which equates to over 700 games of watching the Saints. He's no stranger to flames and fire, leading the kitchen crew through many 5-star restaurants across Melbourne, Sydney and Sri Lanka. Now working as a head chef of a restaurant in Brighton, it's our head chef, Yoz.
Oh, thank you. Lovely introduction, Jules.
It's our non-St Kilda fan panellist who we're up against tonight. He was a former AFL athletes development coach, a former VFL head coach, and now the current head coach of the North Ballarat Football Club. Nonetheless, being married to a St Kilda family has meant he's had to sit through game after game being forced to watch the Saints. It's a man who will bring us all back to reality. It's Coach Proc.
Hey lads, I had a quick look at the Saints Sunday night. We had the ball on, the mid-season ball.
Yes.
It was a long day for the Roosters as well, so it's not much.
I like it. It's become us versus Clint, is it?
Being that's the theme of it. I think that's better for the theme. The three Saints up against the man who brings us to reality.
All right.
And hosting today is myself, Jules Bolt. I was missing last week. Kirsty led the show for us, and we appreciate her doing a good job. And she got the week, 1 week in, 1 week out, like Liam Henry.
How was your trip to Thailand?
It was great.
Nice weather. Escape the Melbourne weather.
Funnily enough, they actually had a lot of stores with AFL jerseys. There's not one St Kilda jersey in the house.
Oh, no.
Fair enough.
or Collingwood and Richmond. They never heard of us.
Oh, no.
So Saints fell to the Magpies last night, 108-74. Top disposal getters for the game were Wangani Malira, no surprises there, 35 disposals. Jack McRae, 29 disposals. And then downhill from there, Brad Hill, 21, Marshall, 20, Wilkie, 20. 8 intercept marks for Cal Wilkie. For the Pies, the tag, unfortunately, probably didn't work. Nick Dacos had 30 disposals and his brother Josh had 30 disposals. Lipinski kicked 2 goals. Darcy Cameron kicked 2 goals. Jamie Elliott had 2 goals. McStay had 2 goals. And Tim Membry had 2 goals for the Pies.
Who was that? Can you just say who had 2 goals? Darcy Cameron, was it?
Yep.
Wait, it's coming. Rowan Marshall. He's in my...
Oh, no. And the top goal getter for the game was actually Mason Wood with 3 goals. But
could have bagged about 5, but he got the yips midway through the match.
Well... Saints v Pies, what do we see? Yoz, do you want to let it out?
All right, but no, I got up early and watched the match, like about 6-7, and I wrote about 4 pages of notes.
Just turn the dial down a little bit.
No, I'll be
calm. You've been writing for 3 days.
No, but just let me put my hand up. Like, the club is high on my shit list at the moment, just the way they're carrying themselves.
Played well.
Making through. Now, I'm not talking about the actual playing this week. But they're making it extremely difficult for me to defend. And yes, they played well, but now they've conditioned us with the rubbish from last week that when they actually put in a half-decent performance, the Saints fans should be happy. But let me first... I'm not sure if I mentioned it on WhatsApp, but I did say on the WhatsApp group with Philippou, they just need to let him come back through the reserves rather than force-feeding him into the senior team because he's obviously talented, but also he's one of Ross' favourites. But he just hasn't been fit the whole year. He came straight back into the team, and he didn't look match fit. He didn't have an impact. I think it was against Carlton. He went off in the first 5 minutes, injured, and they had to put the sub in. And then he didn't even get to the starting line this match. So it's ridiculous. It's like mismanaging the player. You see him crying, emotional on the thing. He's not ready to play. So just let him come back through the VFL. You got plenty of young talent, Garcia, Boxall. I'll put Henry in there. That can come in and take the pressure off him. And then after that, the most embarrassing thing is who do they put in? It was Ryan Burns. He didn't even have his footy boots on. He wasn't strapped up. So, okay, Philippou's out. When do you put Trevallia to start? They've got Burns running around on the boundary line with no shoes on, mate. It's embarrassing. It's like, what is this dodgeball level dumbassery on national TV? You look so unprofessional. And what if I don't understand the thought process? Philippou's out, so Trevallia's next man in. No, Ryan Burns comes in and they put him straight into the team. What's the point? I don't understand that. And then I don't want to hear them sprouting off Ross going on about youth. We're blooded this amount of players. You can use stats to justify anything. Mm. If you look at Adam Vogts, he's out of any player that's played 20 innings, he's got the second best average of Don Bradman. Does that mean he's the second best batsman to ever play Test cricket? No, that's not it. So it doesn't matter what the stats about the young players are. They need to play. And that brings me to Trevallia. Is there any other club in the AFL that starts their top 10 pick as much as we do as a sub? He's meant to be one of your bright future. You spend a top 10 pick on him. He's sub every match. How is he meant to learn? Clint, do you agree? Is it a learning pro? He's not going to learn by sitting on the bench for three quarters of the match. He needs to play.
He'll learn a little bit. No.
Come on.
I said a little bit, in regards to the standards and behaviours and things like that. But, no, you're right. The only way to learn, really, and to develop is to get time on the ground or at least conditioned.
And I know I've gone on a bit, but one more thing. This stood out.
Like I showed you this. Volcano, Joss's rant. I like it.
We've got to get a name for it.
We need a segment for this. Speaking of top 10 picks, Hunter Clark. I don't want to hear www.excuses.com. Hunter Clark's unlucky injuries. This. We spent a top 10 pick on Nick Caulfield. No. Spent a top 10 pick on Hunter Clark. 12 minutes in, I showed Jules saw it as well. The ball got hand passed to him from Windhager. It didn't go to him. He just threw his head back and couldn't be bothered to chase. So, what sort of effort is that? What sort of example does that sit 12 minutes into the first quarter of the match? It's shocking. It's shocking. And the coaches are not there to coach energy and effort. That should be a given. That's, not good enough. And then what else am I going to say? It's not like a Ross Lyon. That's what I talk, that sort of attitude. That's why I keep bringing up, they should be dog-hungry. They should be manic. And then when that pressure, that becomes infectious. They had 9 tackles 10 minutes into the second quarter and their pressure rating was 150. And, yes, they ramped it up after that, but that really got my goat in the first quarter, and that's my take.
Let's break it up. Wow, thank you for the win. It feels a lot lighter after that.
Right. It's just so frustrating.
I think many Saints fans are agreeing with you as they listen to this. I know the ones that I've been messaging through the Saints or Sinners Instagram, and they would love to hear that.
Yeah, just before the question, that's why this Ross Lyon teams hardly ever give out 100 points, but that's why we're giving up 100 points. Because you got 9 tackles in the 10 minute mark of the second quarter, your pressure rating's 150. That's not only 100 points. We're struggling to keep him under 120 points.
So apparently the trivia. I'm going to jump straight to the question.
Just a marinade on that.
So apparently the trivia has been quite easy. Too easy. Well, I was listening back. Terrible. And you guys said it was easy. Terrible. So I'm trying to ramp it up a little bit.
All right, nice.
With some stats. So this year, a St Kilda player recorded a season high 40 disposals. And 7 marks in round 3 against Richmond. Does anyone know who that was?
40 disposals. Round 3.
Against Richmond.
Would it be Jack?
Which Jack? There's many Jacks.
Well, cunning plan of mine.
Be McRae, wouldn't it? Jack Sinclair.
It was Jack Sinclair. But I wanted to take it to the next level. I asked my engine, what was the last time a player for the Saints had 40 disposals in a game prior to 2025, obviously? Yeah. It was round 19 against West Coast in 2022, where a player had 40 touches, 10 marks, 8 tackles, and 154 fantasy.
Are they still playing now?
They are still playing now.
Could be another Jack.
Captain? And it is another Jack.
Is it a Jack?
Huh?
It's another Jack.
It's another Jack. Steel. It's Captain. It's Jack Steel.
Good old days.
That's when he was flying.
That was
when
he was flying.
COVID year. Was that COVID year?
It was 22. So he had a great year in 2020, 2021, I think. And then 22. That's a massive game. Yeah. 40 touches, 10 marks, 8 tackles.
Now he's struggling to get half that.
Should we jump straight into the lion cage? So, yes, Brock, we'll tie that in with your second.
Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah, well, I thought the Saints did a pretty good job. I'm sorry.
No, they
sorry.
They weren't too bad.
Oh, Volcano here.
After all that. But anyway, yeah.
You know, the numbers were all right, right? Like, you won the disposals, kicks, 206, not too bad. It's a profile look good. Maybe a few more handballs if you really like. The 140 is normally when the Saints are going. 52 entries. Everything stacks up to, you know, obviously the one thing that wasn't there was probably the heat and the pressure early. Mm. And sometimes that can be, in a sense, just because you've got a few young guys coming through the team. And it's really hard for them at times to deal with the level of the intensity of the game and things like that. But I thought, you know, they had it in enough and close enough. But just lacked, obviously, the polish in the front half. And we've spoken about this many times, but I'm preaching to the converted here to anyone listening. But the inside 50s were a problem, real problem. And they just couldn't find the launch zone. I think I mentioned it last week, around that 60, 70 metres. Yeah. The Saints have got to find that. Like, build the ball up, whether that's by hands or marks, and then get to that launch zone. Like, sometimes they're just launching from the centre of the ground, like near the circle or the wings.
Yeah.
And as soon as you're given shallow entries, it just bounces out. Like, Collingwood loved that. So Darcy was coming off, marking the ball, you know, Howe and these guys. Yep. And, you know, it's just all of a sudden, then they just exploded from there.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to, because Collingwood's such a good transition team, high transition, you know, they were able to get out and score. And then when the ball's coming in fast, it was really difficult for Wilkie and that to get a handle on. So they all shared the goals, but they marked the ball inside 50 well as well. So Collingwood, so yeah, I just felt like the launch zones was a real area they missed, because obviously you had enough of the ball and clearly were in and around it, but just weren't polished enough going forward, really.
Well, I thought that one thing that stood out was the amount of times, like, are kicking into the forward 50 was really poor. The minor towns, we just put it up on top of their head, not giving the forwards a chance. Because when they did bring it to ground, we were quite competitive, I thought. Thought Gary Lyon mentioned that on the TV as well, on the commentary.
Well, if you watch the highlights, most of our goals were very scrappy. Yeah, like, off ground ball, gets Mason Woods.
That's
Wood
what they've got to do in that forward line.
Darcy Wilson had a couple goals up there. Butler was scrapping it off the ground. We just had to bring it to ground, didn't we? Mitch Owens had one like that.
I think apart from Klinsmann, Max Hall, who uses a ball really well inside 50, a lot of the times, like, experienced players as well, like, they were just kicking it on top of the head, which suits guys like, mate, Darcy Moore, Jeremy Howe, Isaac Quainer. They eat that stuff up for breakfast. Yep. Like, I thought those really stood out on how poor that was.
Yeah.
And, man, putting someone else in the gun. Jack McRae, mate, he's totally a St. Kilda player now. He's kicking his shocking. Mate, he's mastered the art of, like, out of the middle in the first quarter as well. I wrote that down. He had time to kick it out of the centre. He's doing these NFL-style hang time punts into the forward line. No rhyme or reason. Just making it so easy for the defenders to react. And even he had a kick into the 50 when he was on the 50-metre line, and he kicked it straight to Darcy Cameron. It was, like, ridiculous from an experienced player. So, like, I'm starting to agree with guys that are saying, like, for all these possessions, and, like, he was really good early in the year, I'm questioning how it's holding back the development of the younger guys, not having them in the middle.
Yeah, I think, no, but a guy like McRae, so coming back to my segment, right, finish that off.
Yeah, sorry.
The Volcano, he's just on fire today. Your best on. So the Saints did very well, I felt like. I thought they played a really good game. They responded from last week, and then they just lacked the polish. So, and they've got to get that launch zones happening. And if they do that, they'll get time in the forward line, and then all of a sudden they'll be able to mark the ball and keep it there and not bounce it out, because in the end, talent got you. Actually, talent in the end beat you. So, you know, contested marks 12-6, and then inside marks 18-10, marks inside 50. So you they're going to get more shots on goal if you're winning those numbers. And that's literally talent, as in the height and the difference between, you know, Wilkie and those boys down there. So, yeah, I thought the Saints did a really great job this week and responded well.
The fans were pretty congratulatory of them.
So
compared to the Dockies last week where they were ripping into them. Fans are like, we prefer losing that way, if there was a way to prefer losing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes it any better or easier. No. We played first, you know, we hung in there for three quarters. Yeah. And then, we weren't clean. So does that come with experience, bro?
For sure. Because
Collingwood were very clean.
Yeah, pressure.
They're amazing
and just
side.
Yeah, fundamentals. Like, I always have a philosophy of, like, you got to be fit, you got to be clean, and you got to be tough. And if you can, those three key attributes, you'll be fine at a VFL level, for example. Now, in the AFL, you've got to have X factor and something else to the team. So there's probably five. Mm. But if you're not clean, you can't do anything because you're just fumbling and then the whole phase is broken down. So that's clearly an area of development and young guys, they just get stronger and better. Yeah,
we love our video games. You know what it reminds me of seeing the Saints roll out every week? It's like when you play on FIFA with a 3.5-star rated team against a 5-star team.
Yeah.
And that's what Collingwood were.
Yeah.
And basically you go, hang on, if I was to add maybe TDK, maybe a Zach Butters, maybe a Dougal Howard, suddenly the Zach rating Butters. Goes up to 4.5 stars and maybe we are a chance. So
Philippou?
It comes down to personnel sometimes. Max we can't King? Be expecting them.
They're there.
To beat teams like Collingwood, who are super clean. They're just a phenomenal team in the way they play. And they switched it on when it mattered.
They look good with memory.
I think we'll tie into our
I still think we're missing. Well, mate, obviously, people know what we're missing, like the pillars, the full forward, the full back, an explosive midfielder. But more so than that, I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, the Grian Meyers, which probably helps with the launch zone, which you're talking about.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? We just need that clean entry inside
like
50.
Like a fit and firing Liam Henry.
That's right.
Well, that's the thing. The Saints sort of have them on the list, but they're just not playing.
That's so. Right. So the talent is lacking still. All right. Speaking of more positive moments, I've tracked back a little bit here. Can we see if we can remember, anyone listening at home, what is the highest score St Kilda has kicked in a home and away game since 2015? So I'm only tracking back 10 years. And bonus points, if you can guess which opponent they did it to.
Richmond.
It wasn't Richmond.
No.
So who's been bad? Who's been real bad? What year is it?
This was actually tracking all the way back to round 23 of 2016.
2016?
Oh, trying to
right
make
in
a
the
bit
middle
hard.
Of a Richo regime.
I'll say the score was 161, so 25 goals, 11.
Melbourne? Against Melbourne?
It was against the Brisbane Lions.
The Lions.
That was the Riewoldt revenge game against the Lions. And remember that year that Riewoldt did his shoulder? They came back and Milner kicked 11 goals that game.
Oh,
what so was that was the
161
to. Oh, I didn't even have what they scored. I think they were like 46 or something.
Merely bagged 11 goals straight. Didn't
11 goals straight in that one. So anyway, shall we do our? Let's do our Saint or Sinner of the Round. Press the wrong button there for those of you listening. All right, so Saint or Sinner of the Round. So does anyone want to kick us off with? Am I going first?
Yeah. Let's just be saying, like, I don't want to be too negative. There were some highlights in the first quarter. I'm going to say Keeler was a highlight. Just the moments. I think he was in the ruck and he was on the half forward line, a bit of cleanness. And he hit up Jack Higgins with a lovely little kick into the forward line. Of course, Higgins, who's locked up his 30 goals for the year and so shut it down for the year.
I had that
like
on
it.
My list of things to bring up.
He hasn't kicked a goal. Like, he's missing his round the corner. But anyway, I thought, like, I think the thing with Keeler is, like, you're going to see moments of that class. He's not going to have a four-quarter performance. But early in the year, when he first started, I was like, oh, this guy's not competitive. He's not clunking any marks. But he's slowly grown into that. I think he clunked a mark right on the first quarter siren in a pack. And that's sort of that development by playing him. So I thought he was quite good. But anyway, that wasn't my Saint or Sinner. I just want to put something
I just
positive.
Want to throw that out there.
My Sinner.
Oh, there it is.
Where is it? Where are my notes? I'm missing them. It's got to be Rowan.
While you're looking through those notes, I will say on Higgins, he has kicked 2 goals out of the last 4 games. I feel like he's slipping out of that All-Australian team.
If
he has a strong finish, I think he can creep in there. Wilkie. For me, he's going to make that team. And so is Naz.
He ain't getting near. So I can tell you now, Higgins, small forward, nowhere near.
Well, he was very sharp.
But he'll be in the squad, maybe. But
definitely the squad. No, but if he finishes with another 20 or 30 in the last 8 rounds, he's definitely in the team, I reckon.
He's one at the moment.
He's not looking good.
But yes, my sinner, Rowan Marshall. What the hell has happened to Rowan Marshall, mate?
Oh, no.
He got ragdolled by Tim English of all. And then Darcy Cameron rolls out and knocks down 2 goals in the first quarter. And he's running around, mate. He's looking like Carl Dietrich. And bro, Rowan's looking like fucking. It looks like Rowan Marshall. Smells like Rowan. It looks like the Timu version of Rowan Marshall, mate. And like I said, I wasn't in for TDK, but like we need TDK, mate, because Rowan looks cooked.
Didn't you like the last quarter though, where Rowan went forward and they kicked him on the lead?
He came back.
It looked nice at him
up.
Forward, I reckon.
But he's had a down year, really, hasn't he?
No,
he needs help.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they won't change it up, man. Why don't they put him forward? Let him be that target. Put Max Heath. Boyd in. Give him a role.
Yeah, I probably would. Hey, can we just talk about you today, like for a minute? Like, you are on fire, Yoss. Like, we need Can we like ask the audience or put it on Instagram, right? And no, be like, no. What should we call his segment?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, the Oscano or something. Just, you know.
Something to do with the something kitchen with, or yes, the chef.
Come off a 5-day hardworking week in the kitchen.
Knife or something.
You want to roll out and watch your team.
Knife.
You want to perform, watch your team perform. And, mate, previously when we didn't have the podcast, so I could just switch off and ignore it because it'd be playing on the weekend when I'm working.
This is the main reason we started it.
So I could not pretend, but yeah. That's it.
Brock, anyway, I might jump in and go with love, mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Darcy Wilson for my Sainter of the round. Oh, yeah. Only 14 disposals, but 2 goals after getting dropped. I think to come back in the side, and he didn't make a big deal out of those goals, just sort of got on with it. And I just think our side is better with him in it.
Yeah.
I like seeing him.
No, he's class, and he just set up 2 beautiful kicks into the 54.
Yes, yes, the entry was good. But both I'll wait till Brock mentions his, because I did have someone else who I thought was really good yesterday as well.
I got a sinner. Higgins.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah, come on. No, yeah. Like...
I agree. Mate,
that's not good. Yeah. These numbers are terrible.
He's gone from
like,
all Australian.
6 disposals, 2 kicks, like 1 mark. No, that's Quainer not good enough.
Is a Quainer on him?
Yeah. He's not good enough. All Australian to resembling Dean Kent.
Like, mate. Dean Kent.
Dean Kent means where Kent kicks a goal every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's about it. I thought you'd like that one.
Dean Kent, mate. I know.
That's how he's gone. Oh, well. For a lock in the All Australian team.
Sorry, Dean. No, we did like you,
Dean. Because he kicks 2 or 3 goals, you're a chance.
Yeah.
And he's been poor the last 2 weeks, and it's really hurt you a lot.
Really poor, really poor. Well, as soon as he started getting attention, he started.
But you got to deal with it. Yeah. Get off it. You got to get blocks on. Teammates need to help him out. I still reckon they need to use him in centre bounces a bit. Just to start in the centre bounce and then go forward. Like, you don't play on ball, but just do centre bounces. Let him get a touch of the footy and then just go forward.
Like,
you know?
McCreary. Like, we were lucky McCreary got injured because he popped out of to the 2 centre bounces and he burst out and hammered it down into their 50.
It's a really good role to play. Yeah. Petracker does it really well. Like Dusty did it for a whole career. You know, Kane Lambert had a whole job was just to get on Dusty's man. So
give
Dusty
him a
can do his thing,
because you'd know, Clint knows. Yeah. Like small forward is a difficult position.
That's what I mean. You can get starved of it. Yeah. But there's other ways that you can get into the game, and he needs help himself by, you know, getting up the field higher, finding marks. Getting blocks on and all that stuff. But then doing some centre bounces, a chop out from the coach would be helpful as well. Or even just coming into the stoppage and, you know, getting a chance to get the ball, because otherwise he does rely on ball movement. So, but he needs to lift, because when he plays well, Saints play well.
Absolutely. I was going to mention Cooper Sharman. Did we like what we saw from him yesterday? I just thought, his entry off the left where he did 2 really good kicks inside 50. That was 2 out of our 10 marks inside 50 for the game that he was responsible for, and kicking a big goal outside 50 as well.
He has those He's moments of real class, and it's building. And like that, it's one of the, like we said, oh, wow, Mimbri's doing really, but that's one of the reasons. Like, we're taking a bit of pain with Owens and Sharman and the inconsistency.
That's right.
But that's the reason. You got to let them grow into it. So, like, as much as it's frustrating, their inconsistency, like, that's a reason. That's a really good pick.
It was a bit sad seeing Tim Membry bag 2 goals for the game, and I was like, oh, poor Membry. But actually, I slowed down the footage where Dacos kicked that last goal.
Yeah.
None of the players went over to Windhagers. I'm expecting them to, you know, go over and start belting him. Right, if you pause it, watch it slowly, Membry went over and tried to get stuck into the Saints. So he's obviously feeling it a little bit after getting delisted.
Oh, he would be a little traded, bit. Yeah, would be for sure. I mean, when he's holding that premiership medal, I think like...
That's what it's
like. Thanks for delisting me.
wouldn't be the first Saints player to win a premiership with Collingwood.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. No, but I do see moments like that from Sharman, and I get excited thinking about a forward line of potentially, if all things go to plan, Max King, Marshall, Sharman, Owens, Higgins,
Henry,
maybe Butler if you want to keep him around. So, you know, it always takes a few players to bring that 3.5 stars up to 5 stars. So,
nice.
Let's break it up with a question anyway.
Nice quiz.
All right. Guess the stat line from last night. And you guys jump in at any point. And those of you at home, jump in at any point. Well, last night I had 15 disposals. Brock, look at the stats.
No, I'm not looking at the stats, but
okay.
There are quite a few.
7 marks. Jump in if you know it. 106 fantasy points.
Ooh.
Sinclair?
Not Sinclair. No. This might give it away. 3 goals.
Wood.
Mason Wood. That was the stat line from yesterday.
Three goals.
Should have bagged five.
That's a good game for
Wood. That is a good one.
It's a beautiful kick for goal, and suddenly he's lost confidence, trying to kick it around the corner when he's directly in front.
I think with King back in the side, Wood gets up the ground a bit more. So it's
he's a good player.
Yeah.
Sliding doors. Beautiful.
Best intro.
Yeah, that's still. Right. It is. I got another one coming though after that.
Solid segment.
Sliding doors.
What do you got for us?
Another interesting one where we'll have a bit of interaction. Round three last year. Who did we play?
Round three of last year. We played Pies round two, didn't we? Or was it Pies round three?
Round three. MCG.
We smashed them at the MCG.
We didn't smash, but we smashed them. But we played really exciting football. This was the second year of Ross. First year we played finals. Yep. So we rolled out against the Pies, and we beat them at the G, and it was really exciting. 4 goals to Higgins, 3 goals to King, 2 goals to Henry, 2 goals to Membry. So that's 7 goals out of your team. So that's the sliding doors. Why has it gone? We've gone the opposite direction from that exciting win. The Pies have gone the other way. They're top of the league. We're struggling in rebuild mode. So I just wanted to see, what was the actual team that we rolled out in that match and who's missing? So it is quite – the problems forward of the ball might be there. Max King's not there.
Yeah.
Tim Membry's not there by choice. Yeah. Liam Henry's not there. Philippou wasn't there yesterday. Down back, Battle's not there. In the middle, Seb Ross is not there. He had a good game against the Pies that week. Zane Cordy not there. So these are all experienced players that have come out of that team from last year.
Yeah.
Zach Jones not there, and our man Riley Bonner.
It would have been racking him up on a halfback flank.
I don't even need to look at the stats. He would have had 20 plus
from that 2024 team that are not.
Wow,
that's
okay.
The changes. So who's in for them?
Oh no,
Jack McRae. So that kind of
that's Seb Ross.
Seb Ross,
better Seb Ross.
Hunter Clark, Zach Jones, Max Hall, Caminiti, Taru, Butler. So Butler's experience. Keeler, Trevelyan, Webster. So is that my
that's youth.
Definitely
it's a lot
the
of
forward
youth.
Line.
It's a lot of youth.
Having Max King, Liam Henry, and Membry not there is a difference.
Philippou as well.
Especially that target of Max King. But it's not that much of a difference, but it's a stark contrast to the exciting football we played, and that's what we're missing.
Oh, that is different.
So is that enough of a reason? Yeah, but it's not that much.
When you compare players,
it is.
It is? Okay. Yeah, that,
well,
that's a reason.
You're nearly looking at a 30-year team.
Yeah.
And Battle's when you're looking at, and you look at, and so that Travaglia, that's Keela, Viking, these guys, they've only played Max Hall, Caminiti.
Yep.
They haven't played much footy. Yeah. Like if you've got to play 30, 40 games before you're actually, unless you're a unicorn, right, and you're just an absolute star, top three pick, you're playing every week and you're going to be a rock star.
Yeah.
But those lads, they need games. They need time. So that does change the dynamic of the team and explains the inconsistencies with the form.
Yeah, I think so to a point. I still think the middle, obviously, Royal Marshall's having a down year.
Yeah, and Steele's not.
Yeah, so that's
not
I think
anymore.
And Henry as well.
What's happened to Henry?
Well, I said something to our group. I don't know if you saw. So I looked at the Instagram story of Henry. He actually posted a story, right? Of him by the campfire, watching the Saints-Collingwood game on a TV.
They played.
But I'm just thinking this guy was the most exciting prospect from Freo. He was incredible in that halfback flank. And he comes to the Saints. I remember him pointing to me in the crowd after he kicked the goal against the Swannies. Pointed to me in the first row, my friend Josh.
One-on-one action.
And I look back and I'm like, yep, this is the man. And now he's watching the Saints on a little tiny TV. By the campfire.
Well, that's
The TV was about 18 inches. Poor guys having to watch them behind the screen. He should be out there.
That is one of the most frustrating things.
We make players
all this year. Why is it happening?
They leave us and they become good, and other players come to us. And they is that culture or?
I think it.
Poor guy, come on! He shouldn't be by the campfire.
They actually mentioned it finally on the agenda.
At least get him. At least give him. I know it was a sellout, but at least get him down to Marvel or something.
It can't be. You can't be building his fitness as well. Well, then why did they pick him for one game? He didn't get a touch, and they just subbed him out, and we haven't seen him since.
And sadly, that VFL game I watched, it wasn't up to scratch. But do we just get him in?
We can't afford not. No, you can't.
There must be something wrong.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah. That's why we can't afford to have these talented players falling by the wayside. It's not good enough.
That's not good.
Right, I'm rolling out a new intro song. So let's see how this one goes. It's time for fam now from the Saints to center Saints to Grams.
Nice.
heavy.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what it's like for the fans. Though. They come in heavy. So I tried
to base it off the sliding doors theme. So fan mail, we had. I've chosen just the top 10 that have come through. So because there are a lot of DMs and people venting, but people were, as I said, quite. They weren't as bad as last week. So one from JP. Given rumors of Steele being traded, how valuable
Steele?
Yeah, that was another rumor that was floating around. He started to have articles generated of clubs being interested.
This week?
This week or last week?
It was early.
Jack Steele?
Jack Steele. This is.
He wouldn't be worth much.
A few comments there. People
would he be worth much?
Well, the question is how valuable are senior players for culture? That's the question to Proc or yours.
I would not get rid of him.
Unless you're getting a first rounder, which you're not.
You're not going to get
a second rounder, maybe.
Just keep him.
But just to go back to the question, how valuable are senior players for culture?
Yeah, you need him.
No, he's a good solid.
Good trainer.
And then one from Zoe. How do you balance keeping? This is a part two to that, their partner. So how do you balance keeping senior players for culture versus getting some trade value?
Trade value? We're I think culture, Clink's been on, Clink yeah, was on I mean, it from the start
so
about
you
Steele.
Need, you've got to keep like guys like Steele around because they teach the young guys how to train, right?
Yes.
And how to talk about fundamentals and being clean and things like that. Like that, that's the standards and behaviours are critical. And if you don't have those guys in the locker room, it falls away. Look what happened in North Melbourne. You know what I mean? Like when they tipped out all their players like Brent Harvey and that,
yeah,
it just went pear-shaped.
Yeah.
Brent so, Harvey, Burrito, Del Santo. Yeah,
Clarko comes in. Clarko comes in, realises he's got this massive hole, right? And he has to bring in Luke Parker and these guys. It's made a difference already. So you have to have some experience and balance it out.
In each section of the ground?
In each line of the ground, yeah, always. Absolutely. And also in your development teams.
Yeah, they're only 2 points behind us on the ladder now.
No, yeah.
That looked phenomenal.
Yeah. And then versus trade value, like, it depends on who they are. I wouldn't be trading any, like, to be honest, by the sound, like, listening to what yours just went through then.
Yeah.
Most of the players that they didn't want are not there.
Yep. And no, I don't
think there's probably a few more that they can move on. But really, they've made those decisions already, the Saints.
Well, I think you had the right. You're like, you had the right idea right early in the season. You said put in the full forward, and we all had a laugh. But maybe moving into a different role.
Yeah. I just think that it's always good for change. Is always good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I agree, mate. You got to move him out of the half back line, half forward. Like, let him build some form.
I go forward. I'd play him forward.
I would hate to see him play for another side. You get the occasional Saints fan saying, "Oh, get rid of him. He's done." But look, I think there's a pressure.
Sorry, I don't get on this, but you know, Zorko.
Yep.
Mate, all Australian halfback.
Yeah, great.
And premiership, like,
yep.
He changed their team.
Yep.
Mate, Steele might go down and take contested most, start kicking goals. Yep. You don't know. Yep.
He'd be a beast in the half forward line.
That's what I mean. Yeah, he's tackling, his competitiveness and leadership, setting the team up, the field, making sure they're organised. Yeah.
One from KP, Alex Review. So, Alex Taru. Oh, let's play the sound. Yours, you finally Knights. Got your man there in the side.
I'm writing. Peter I know Knights. A lot of people won't know who Peter Knight's the younger career, younger generation, but Peter Knight. Mate, Jason Dunsell loved him last night.
Peter so Knight. How do you think he went? What did he have, 9 disposals, 6 marks?
It was a moment. So it was that one where he's just got that.
It's leadership. All about moments. That's all you can ask for a first game. You just want to make sure, like, oh, they're clean. Exactly those moments, you know, a couple of good marks, a couple of good kicks.
Give a few bumps. Way you go. You're a star, mate.
Yeah, that's good.
Got one from DC. Lots of positives from this game. Did the selection committee cull far enough?
Yeah, I thought the balance was right. Because you go so heavy and then you're going to get belted.
Yeah, I would have liked... I just would have preferred Trevallier to start. I don't see the point of playing him and keeping him three. But play him in the reserves if you're going to play him 3 quarters on the bench.
So who went out again? It was Zach Jones, Ryan Burns, and obviously, a couple of injuries.
Burns came back in.
Yeah, Burns came straight back in.
Like, I think Burns in a decent team would be a really solid option. He plays his role, gets to back defensively. But I just think at the stage where we are, I'd rather see Garcia or Boxall in.
And just tracking all the way back to the rant earlier, you know how you talked about Trevallier got the sub and Burns was in? Ross actually said in his presser was because of the versatility of Burns. So that was the reason for that.
He said the same versatility as Philippou. He's not the same.
Stop
Come
it.
Come on, Ross.
Run from Sammy. Should we have picked a genuine mid in the draft like Murphy Reid instead of Trevallier or Taru?
Yes. I'm happy to go. I thought you missed a trick.
I think
because I think Trevallier. I mean, I don't know. Even the Viking, I'll wait and see with him.
Yeah.
But it's hard because, you know, those Langford and all them went early and you didn't get them, but Like, if there was someone like Murphy Reid, I always liked Lindsay as well. I thought he was a really good, genuine defender, as in, you know, accumulated, played really tough footy, and he was a good leader. He was a captain of Gippsland Power. And where the two boys you got are sort of flashy. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be X-factor players, but they're always risky when you're drafting.
The decision was they could have taken Taru and traded that pick out for two picks and got Reid and Lindsay. Because Murphy Reid went pick 18,
yeah.
So they would have got two mid-teen picks.
We need someone with that explosiveness in the midfield. You saw LDU against Carlton. He's breaking tackles from Cripps. We don't have anyone who could do that. Maybe like Mitch Owens, but he's not a midfielder
it's
yet.
It's been like that for 10 years.
Yeah.
So been searching for that same
Saints need one. They're desperate for one.
Big time. A comment from Arlene. Considering how bad we have been against the number one team, we made a decent effort. So that's the positivity from the Saints fans. Another statement echoing that from Mac. I was proud of the boys for the effort, but we ran out of gas. So some positives here.
Can I just say with those two, they sound like what y'all said at the start. They're conditioned to just
understand.
Conditioned to accept.
Conditioned to accept.
It's like self-preservation. It is self-preservation. We got to support the team week in, week out. So you got to clear. Yeah.
Conditioned to accept mediocrity.
I think Anthony Hudson summed it up when Taru took his first mark. He flew up and grabbed it. He goes, the Saints fans will go home happy. He's won the second quarter. And he goes, it's great to see that they did need it.
Just on that,
one moment.
He had all the flying Viking helmets in the crowd. Nice. What happened to the Max King? Why didn't we ever have King crowns? Well, why did it all just come out for Taru? I don't understand it.
Taru.
One from inspire that.
It was always crew from Warrigal, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was the boys supporting. Yes. We've touched on this one a little bit, but one from CP. What happened to Filippo? So I think it was calf related before the game. Was obviously pretty distraught. On the phone to Ross Lyon, it looked like he shed a few tears and obviously frustrated because
he nicked it.
He went down to Melbourne in the first 5 minutes, came back before the game, didn't pull up right.
What did Ross say in his presser?
He said something like,
minor
we love you.
Pain. Yeah. But when they spoke to Mission on the, he goes, he heard something pop and he couldn't play.
Yeah.
He said he couldn't play anymore.
Ross was saying on the phone, they were saying to him, don't worry, we love you, like you get back. Cuddly Ross was on the phone.
He's his favourite.
One from Sazzy Bear. Dacos is a very good player who gets protection from the umpires. It was a great tussle. That's obviously referring to Dacos against the Windy.
Windy did a good job.
Yeah, good job.
Really effort, really strong effort.
Dacos is just that good.
Yeah. No, he did a good job.
Yep. And finally from Damo, steel forward, Owens middle.
I like
a question.
It. Like it.
Yeah, switch it up.
I would 100% do that. Call, great it? Midfield.
Yep.
Get some power in there and then steel will change it up. Love that move.
Yoz, earlier you actually said that Owens, we found his spot forward. I would love to see him in the midfield because he's got that ability to break tackles. But the small amount of times that we have put him in the centre, he hasn't shown a lot.
I think he's got a bit.
But you got to give him time.
He's strong in the air. And
Has to break it up for him as well. Yeah, otherwise, you're saying he's underplaying as an undersized power forward all the time.
I think he's a talent. We've just got to unleash his full potential. The
further away he gets from goals, because his goal kicking is
He's got the yips. All right. Trivia question. I might do a couple here because we've only got a few left. In which season did St Kilda first surpass 50,000 club members?
What was it, 2023?
A bit earlier.
2018.
No, it was 2021. Apparently.
I reckon the membership is shocking this year because they haven't mentioned
it at all.
The half price
because of COVID.
That's what it says at least. That doesn't sound right to me. But
normally every last couple
virtual
of seasons
seats.
Or we're broken
virtual
the
seats.
Membership record, but this year they've been donuts. It's been crickets. Dead silence.
Which year did St Kilda finish sixth on the ladder and finally break a 9-year finals drought?
Is that not long ago?
Well, that was our most recent finals was in 2023, but prior to that, we actually played.
Under Richo once?
Was it under Richo? It was.
Richo
it was,
never no, played
it was,
finals.
Yeah? It was in 20.
Oh, Ratton.
It was 2020.
Yeah, Ratton.
Against the Dogs, I believe. I remember Richo that was COVID year, finals. Wasn't it? I remember watching that.
Despite, I think he's a third longest serving AF.
I like
St Kilda coach.
I liked him.
No, he's a decent coach. Waiting for this one. It's
going down. Pressure rating.
Who wants to kick us off? Who's
Thomas.
Under the microscope?
Yeah, someone else go first.
There you go, Jules. Come on.
My powder dry for a minute.
Jeez. Well, I was. Prox kind of already mentioned him as a sinner. I think Higgins will be under the microscope, not to be out of the team or anything like that, but just to respond after two goals in the last four games, only six touches. And I just think because there was such big hype about him being in the All Australian team, Fox Footy in the AFL, I think, actually released a mid season All Australian team. And we had three players there, which was Naz, Wilkie, and Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
and maybe even Sinclair floating around, actually. But as I said, if Higgins keeps this up, unfortunately, he falls out of that side. And I want him to get in there because wouldn't it be hilarious if we finished 15th and have three players in the All-Australia team? It would be probably the first time that's ever happened. Usually only the top teams get three or more players in there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Good call.
I'm sticking with the Dean Kent call until he starts performing. And you know what's even more frustrating? Every time he gets a mark in front of goal, he tries this really quick round the corner snap. And he's missed the last two before in the early years. Dobbing
them. Settle down.
He needs to settle a bit.
GT pressure rating.
Yeah, it's a general club analysis on the pressure rating. I just think that under Ross, the club is too comfortable in this position they've taken. They don't want to say rebuilding. You know, Ross loves to say he's re-stumping. But they're sort of comfortable with this sort of, like, it ties into what I said before about this comfortable. Well, we played well, but we didn't win. The club's banging on about this father-son, the drafts. I thought there was a story on AFL.com about we want to abolish the Northern academies. Clint will know, what do you got to do before to gain respect? You got to fix yourself. No one's going to come and help you. You got to help yourself and gain the respect of the competition. Yeah, that will shut up Kane Corns. That will shut up Damien Barrett, Matthew Lloyd, because they think you're a laughing stock. When you watch them on their Monday analysis shows, mate, the Saints, they think they're a piss take. So what? How do you start doing that? By getting some selection integrity. And I think Ross, when he drops someone, drop the same play, drop Zach Jones. Finally, he put Burns out of the team. Or he puts a young guy out of the team. I think we need to make a statement. Either Hill needs to get dropped, Marshall needs to get dropped, or Steele needs to get dropped. Not all three together, but one, just to put everyone on notice. You say, like, we're not going to roll out with the same team. There's selection integrity from the top to the bottom. If you don't perform, you're out. And just put the club on notice. Get everyone, I think it's everyone rocking up to the club. Oh, this is our position. This is acceptable. It's not acceptable. You don't accept it. This standard, I'm just really frustrated that I think this is how we're going to be. Ross in his press conference, this is the process we're going through. No. Don't accept it. Change it.
Can't wait for the new intro.
No, but you see, Clint, you've been at footy. You know, you're inside footy clubs. But can it be we just accept this is our plight and we're going to not do anything to change it?
No, but they told you at the start of the year. Remember they said that we're coming? And they had, like, Naz on there and all the young guys. And it was just like, and the messaging from Ross straight up was,
we know where we're at.
We know where we're at. We're developing, you know, whatever.
But that's what I mean. So, like, but if you
the only only challenge is I feel like it's an identity thing. It's because, and it's Ross is such a great coach. He sets the team up to play well, and he defends, and he tags, and he has different mechanisms where he gives his team a chance to win. Yeah. And normally it's set up around defense, but with the new obviously direction they're going, it's a lot more offense.
Yeah.
So therefore, there's a struggle at times to deal with that. So, you know, I'll put back to you this, right? You St Kilda supporters were whinging a lot about the ball movement early. And now all of a sudden they're playing this way and there's a few scores happening and shit goes wrong. Well, this is what happens sometimes.
No, I can accept that. I can understand.
Yeah. I don't mind seeing them lose when they take the game on. There was one where Ron Marshall was on the ground and he's like handballing through someone's knees to get it to kill. Yeah, that was good.
But,
love seeing that.
Then I know, but you're talking about bigger profile thing, right? I understand about that. But I think there's still a message in that from Ross, like the identity about who we are. So we haven't seen every week this exactly what happens. Yeah. As in, this is the way we play. This is the what. Yeah. Like, because they don't know yet. They're still working that out.
No, I think, I'm just talking in general. It just feels like they're just comfortable that this is a process we're going through. But you can still try and change it up. There's nothing wrong with being a bit of anxiety, a bit of pressure. People can perform and push themselves to another level. If you just rock up thinking, this is my role, this is what I'm going to do, I don't need to stress out too much, we're going through a rebuild, I think people need to start walking a bit of eggshells around Moorabbin a bit.
Okay, fair enough. Well, maybe Tony Brown will. He's the player welfare officer. I'm putting him out. He's in the GT pressure rating for me.
Yep, Proc's going.
I mean, where's Henry?
Yeah, where is he?
What's going on?
The campfire.
I'm just calling it out. There's obviously something wrong.
Yeah.
Because, like, why has this guy come from Freo? He looked like he was going to be an All-Australian. And he's going to be like a really big, big part of your process moving forward. And he's
the opposite way.
He's not injured. He's just not playing well. Something's wrong. And I know for a fact, having been there, The coaches can only do so much. Yeah. It then comes back to the staff and the resources you have. So, Tony.
Oh, no.
What's happening? Where's Henry? And give us some answers.
Yeah, it's not a Jamara Ugel-Hagen sort of social media level posting, no. Is it? But, like, he's around the camp.
Sorry, hey, we've got a call in. Is that Tony? Get him online.
Tony. So I just got a call on the podcast. It might have been Tony.
What's up? He's called in. We got a live call.
Where's Henry? And, oh, we're at it. Where's Trevor?
Well, I think it's something the media could push a lot more. What is going on with Henry?
GT press rating, Tony Brown, welfare. What's going on?
Fair call. Let's do a question and then we'll wrap up with a preview against the Dockers. What have I got here? All right, who am I? I was in the 2014 National Draft. I wore jersey number... Jump in whenever. I wore jersey number 39. I played just 35 games for the Saints before injuries derailed my career. Then I went to the Swans.
Oh.
Alongside my brother. Surely at this point.
Paddy.
Was he number 39? I think I got that right. I did that off the top of my head. I hope 39? I hope so. Did that off the top of my head, that one.
Try to block out that pick.
Number one pick?
Number one pick.
Over Petrarca. Oh, Petrarca. Oh, God.
I already did my GT press rating. But I will say, throughout the week, after our 72-point defeat against the Dogs, I got an email from the Saints membership team, saying, win two tickets to the AFL Grand Final.
Mm. Really?
Probably not the week to send that out, although I'm sure it's scheduled. And then following that, a day later, official St. Kilda member event.
Oh, what is that?
Wednesday the 16th of July. I actually might go down to this. Wednesday the 16th of July from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. You're invited to our exclusive member event at RSA Park, a day packed with Saints footy. Barbecue, the members, meet the guests, meet the players. And juniors can have a blast in the kids zone.
Yeah.
And win prizes. I actually didn't mind that email. 16th, what did you say? That's Wednesday the 16th of July. July. So we'll probably be down there. So we'll see some of our faithful down there.
Got to work, unfortunately.
Shall we preview our game against the Dockers very quickly before we wrap it up? Optus Oval, Dockers are flying at the moment. Yeah, well, they are in a bit of good recent form. Their midfield's strong with Brayshaw, obviously, and Sarong. So Winty probably goes to Sarong, I imagine.
So
are we a chance?
Is it going to be like the Bulldogs where we played the Bulldogs 6 weeks ago? They beat us by 71 points.
Yep.
Then they rolled out 6 weeks later and bowled us for 72 points. Anyway. So we beat the Dockers by how many points? 60-something? Is it going to be where we roll up and we beat them by 61, one more point?
They were a very different Dockers when we beat them. Flying at the moment.
I think that was a wake-up call getting thumped by Saints by that many points. We were able to pull the finger out.
Well, what would you like to see against the Dockers in terms of team selection, firstly? Because we have had fans reach out and say they love debating the team selection. So we'll try and say, who do you think needs to go out for a couple of weeks or so? And who would you like to see come in? I would start by saying I'd love
Chef
to see
Yoss,
Garcia and Boxall come in.
I'm always on Garcia, Boxall. And if there's no other reason, like Henry's attitude, then just get him in the team. But like, just stick with the young guys, stick with Keeler, get Trevally on the ground. Just keep, like, this team selection was a lot more acceptable than the one against the Bulldogs.
So who would you take out there to bring in? Let's say we bring in Garcia, Boxall, Henry. So Filippo goes out. We've got, I'll just talk about the players who are in the bottom half of disposals, because that's usually a good indicator of who might be on the chopping block. Brian Burns had 11 disposals. Taru had 9. We can't get rid of him, obviously.
No.
Jimmy Webster had 5 disposals. I don't think he goes out of the side. Liam Stocker had 13 disposals. He's been a bit
he's hard at it, Stocker, isn't he?
Looking at the team, I don't know who else comes out unless you go... Yoss wasn't happy with Hunter Clark, and then fans each week are telling me drop Brad Hill, but you know,
they need to make a statement. One of them needs to go.
No.
Brad Hill or Rowan Marshall needs to be.
Oh my gosh, Rowan Marshall! The backlash
you're
going to
get smashed by 100 points if you drop
that's
those.
All right. They need to change. That's what they need to change. Give someone else a go. Or put Rowe in the full forward line.
Yeah,
and put another ruckman in.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I would bring in Boyd or Heath.
Yep.
Either one, doesn't matter. Probably Boyd, to be honest. If you've got him on the list, he's only had one game.
Yeah.
Just give him a crack and put Rowe in the front half, and that'll help out a little bit. And I agree with Garcia.
Yeah.
I think he needs to come
in.
He's
been playing well in the VFL.
Yeah, he's in good form, so he's ready, and he'll come in and have impact straight away. And I'll just move Burns out of the team for him. So, I'd have Burns out and bring the ruckman in. And then definitely, you know, one more in a sense of Garcia, and then take a pick. Like, I wouldn't bother me with whether it's, you can make a statement with Clark.
Yeah, Clark out.
Potentially, I'd probably move him out.
Is anyone tipping the Saints with confidence against Freo before we wrap it up?
No. I mean,
Ed Optus.
The Saints are so unpredictable.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They are the hardest right. team ever. Yep. Like, so they probably win.
A win wouldn't surprise, but I'm not
to be honest, we do have a good record against Freo.
Probably.
We do have a good record.
And don't forget, it's Ross's
Freo.
Old team. So it's always that.
He does have a good record against them.
And it's always like, yeah, you just want to. And he'll be up and like, mate, they're every chance to win.
Who knows? We'll see. We'll probably be back next Sunday, speaking of it. All right, that brings us to the end of Saints or Sinners. If you liked what you heard, you can hit that follow button on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You are notified when we upload a new episode. Thank you for hanging around and continuing to support our page. We love the DMs. We continue to get through on the Saints or Sinners Instagram page. Brock.
Dude, before we go, just remember, everyone, have a think about it. We're going to send a message out on the Instagram. What is Yoz's segment?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Is it Yoz Volcano? Is it the chef's knife? Or
yep.
what?
Yep, definitely.
Remember,
we'll throw that
remember
out
old mate works in the kitchen. He sweats it out hard. He's blowing a gasket today.
25 years Saints supporter. 25 years plus in kitchen.
And, mate, I thought you were best on today. Oh, absolutely best on. Like, one of your best. And you've come through that good. You're going to get your own segment now.
Join us next week on Sunday night after our game against the Dockers. Until next time, have a great week, stay strong, and we'll see you next time on Saints or Sinners. Now